Welcome to the RepChat Inside Stories series, conversations with creative talent and creative entrepreneurial businesses. We discover the inside stories that inspire and motivate creative people to do what they do.
Hello, it's Lorraine Flaherty for the RepChat Creations Inside Stories podcast series. Today I'm going to be interviewing Alexandra Wenman, who is an archangel alchemist, channel and author, among many other talents. And today we're going to be talking about her Archangel Fire Oracle deck. So, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Lorraine.
So, and can I call you Al?
Yes. Yes.
Shorter. Can you tell us a little bit about the story behind these cards and how they came to be?
Well, I've been channeling angels or seeing angels since I was very, very young. I died at birth and I think I came in very, very open and I always saw angels as a child. But the actual deck started to take shape about 11 years ago. I wrote a column for a spiritual magazine called Prediction that I was the then editor of, and the column was called Archangel Alchemy. And then over the years, through my work, I would channel more and more angels. They would just turn up, they would give me their names, they would give me information, and they would show me a different way of working with angels or a different way of perceiving angels, which is that they are part of our own consciousness. So my work teaches people how to embody the angelic qualities rather than just seeing them as a separate guardian from ourselves. And so I thought I always planned to turn the column into a book, and then it just sort of transpired that it was turning itself into an oracle deck first and foremost. So that's what it became.
So, and what was the inspiration? Can you remember the moment when you decided that you wanted to create a deck, an oracle deck?
Yes, oh, I remember it really well. It was always going to be a book. And then in 2012, I was on a retreat in Devon and I was actually covering it for the magazine. And I had to share a taxi to the retreat centre with a few other students that were on the course. And I remember this one lady, Jenny, when she found out I was the writer of Archangel Alchemy, she pulled all of my columns out of her bag. She laminated every single one of them. And she must have had about 20 or 15 to 20 of them in her handbag. And she was so excited because she'd heard that I was coming on this retreat. And she pulled them all out and went, "Oh my God, I had to bring these and show you. You have to make this into an oracle deck." And that was 2012, and now we're in 2021, and it's been a long process, but we got there in the end.
So, and that was going to be one of my questions. How long did it actually take from the decision to go ahead and begin the process to them actually being in your hand?
Well, the manuscript was written for a long time. It was already completed. I'd done it, and I'd sent it off to publishers in like 2014, 2016. But most of them said at the time that the angel market was quite saturated, and then in 2019, I was introduced to my now agent by a mutual friend of ours, actually, by Steve Nobel, and she and I just hit it off immediately, and I was telling her about another project that I was working on, my Precious Wisdom book, and then she said, "Have you got any other projects?" And I told her about this, which was originally going to be called Archangel Alchemy after the column. And she loved it, and she said immediately, "That's an oracle." So we started probably late 2019, really started to develop it and pitch it out to publishers, and we were looking for illustrators to do sample illustrations and just kind of putting feelers out. And then finally in 2020 I signed with Findhorn Press and we got our skates on and we found the right illustrator. It took us sort of three illustrators to find the right one, and then finally it all came together and it came out in I think it was May 2020. Was May 2020? May 2021. I'm losing my years. But yeah, it came out finally.
So it was quite a while in the production. And so you talked about finding an illustrator. So presumably there were inspirations that you had for the designs. How did that come about? How did you translate the impressions that you had for the angels to a publisher or to an illustrator? How did you do that?
Well, I've always said that because I have such powerful visions and I'm very clairvoyant, very visual, And a lot of my experiences with the angels are very embodied and very physical experiences. I wanted to be able to sort of have a movie screen, actually, and project what I see onto the movie screen. So what we did was we found an illustrator that could work to a brief. And then I sat down, and as well as editing my own work, we didn't pay for an editor because I am an editor, so I was able to edit my own work. I sat down and created individual, really detailed mood boards for each image. And so the illustrator, everything you see in the cards is my vision. So even from the position of the hands to all the symbolism in the cards was all me, and the illustrator just pieced it together as I instructed her. And maybe I'm a bit of a control freak, I don't know, but I really needed the right symbolism in them, and I really wanted it to be very detailed. And because I see in such detail, and there's layers of symbolism in this, symbolism is really my bag. And I mean, I channeled sigils as well, the magical sigils that actually hold the frequency of each angel and its healing properties in the cards. So she was great at taking direction, and I'm going to be working with her on another deck soon as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that was going to be another question as to, you know, what are you working on next?
So my next deck, so this is Archangel Fire Oracle, and my next deck is actually going to have a water theme, but not strictly to do with archangels. It's, you know, I channel many, many multitudes of beings and dimensions, but we're going to be focusing on water and the healing properties of water, the emotions, and all the kind of symbolism and meaning behind that. But like this deck, it's also going to be an alchemical healing journey. So the oracles that I'm creating are not strictly just for doing a reading with. It's, you can pull a card and get a message, but you will also, you can actually go from card number one all the way through to card number 40, meditating and working with each angel through the week or through the month or even for a day, and you'll be taken on your own healing journey right from the black ray. It follows the rainbow rays of ascension. So right from the black ray, which represents the difficulty, the shadow, the dark nights of the soul that we go through, all the way through to purification and coming into your own and creativity and really pursuing your desires and your goals, and then coming all the way up to that transcended diamond ray of ascension, which is where we really understand that we are the divine having a human experience. And that's really what the angels are here to teach us. We're not useless bystanders in our lives. We're really powerful co-creators of our experience. And by embodying the qualities of that angel, you are essentially becoming the most angelic version of yourself in your daily life. And so I wanted the cards to be very interactive and to take people on that journey rather than just having them be a passive, this is your future and blah. It's actually a co-creative process.
Yeah, fabulous. So I do have them here, and they are incredibly beautiful. Would you be happy to just give us the meaning behind some of the cards? So before we started, we actually did a little bit of divination, if you like, and Alexandra chose three of the cards. So could you talk us through the meaning behind these specific ones?
Yes, so we pulled three cards, and the archangels we've pulled are Tahariel, who actually embodies the rainbow flame or the rainbow ray, and really is a message about the rainbow race. Sandalphon, who is the angel that bridges heaven to earth and answers our prayers, and Gabriel, who is all about kind of the call to action and really aligning us with our purpose, our soul purpose, our path, but is an angel of communication and deeper wisdom and knowing. But all three of these angels have something in common, and in terms of the global picture, as we do this reading, the word I'm being given is purity. Purity and purification, and really honoring that at our core, we are all innocent divine children, and we all deserve to live a life of peace and joy and happiness. And Tahariel is actually the angel of purification, and really comes with a message of, in a weird way, detoxification, I suppose, but detoxification of not so much, it could be food, it could be cleaning up your lifestyle, but really it's about a purification of our emotions, of anything that isn't serving us at this time. So the overarching messages of this is truth. What is your truth? And how can you clear from your life anything extraneous to your core divine truth? you know, the media, the news, anyone else's opinions. How can you come into that alignment with your truth and really embrace and love the holy child within? So that's Tahariel. And the image on the card is a female Native American, but she's actually wearing the chief's headdress. And this is all about the divine feminine rising on the planet. She's holding a baby. She's protecting the child. And in global terms, we're seeing a lot more women rising up in their power, in their own power, their soft power. Women have a very different energy to men. And it's not about taking power over. This is power to. So the balance of the male and female coming back. And then Sandalphon really is about grounding. It's about really anchoring into your own, again, your own truth, your own principles, but trusting in the highest and best outcome and making beautiful music from your life. How can you bring more joy, more pleasure into your life? Really sending your prayers to your higher self, to heaven, to divine, and trusting that your prayers will be heard and answered. And if there's a door that closes, just trusting that it's not your door. And this is also about embracing your gifts. You know, is there a gift or a skill or a talent that you've maybe not been using, or that you haven't had the courage to bring out publicly? This is saying, yes, 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 use your skills, do what you love. You know, sometimes your job isn't actually your passion. How can you bridge what you do for your work with your passions, with your skills, and with the unique qualities that really make you you and celebrate you? So making sweet music from your life. And then Gabriel is absolutely sits on that white ray. Gabriel is very much about it, also the angel of the divine mother, really connected to the goddess energy, the white goddess energy. So this is about really accepting love, embracing love, knowing that you deserve love. The white dove descending over Gabriel says, well, you know, the Holy Spirit, which is actually that white goddess energy, the divine feminine energy, has returned. And we're in a time of great revelation and revolution where truths are coming to light. There's also a message in this about writing. Keeping a journal, keeping a gratitude diary, putting pen to paper, writing about, you know, what you really believe, also voicing your truths. This is a time to speak out. If there's something you don't agree with, having the courage to stand up for your convictions, but doing it in a way that is loving and gentle, and that can make you feel proud of yourself. The final message here is be proud of who you are, be proud of your achievements, and really trust in your own innocence. We often punish ourselves for wrongdoings that we haven't even done on this planet, and we often have a negative self-talk. So Gabriel's here to blast that trumpet, to blow away all the negative self-talk and bring us back into equilibrium with who we truly are.
Beautiful. Well, I think we can all take a little bit of that from it. So within the actual booklet that goes with it, so there are messages for each of the angels. So how does that work? So I'm just looking through it now. So there's a message, yep, from each of the angels. How to meet the angel, an exercise,
yep,
with each one. So you've actually created a meditation, yep, that people can follow for it. And then the bit that intrigues me, and you know, it's quite an exciting part of it, is the section where you say become the angel.
Yeah.
So talk to me about that.
So each card has a bit of information about the angel, like the history of the angel and some of my experiences with it, or what you can expect from it, what its name means. A personal message, so this is the divination bit, and then two different meditation processes, one to connect you to the angel's energy to meet them,
right,
and the other one is the alchemy, the healing alchemy process of what the angel's helping you to clear. But the become the angel bit was something that I added later. It kind of came, I probably added it in about 2016 because I developed the work into some online PDF courses and I wanted a practical takeaway element.
Yeah.
And this is, to me, the most important part of the whole deck, because this is the bit where it brings it down to earth. It does, mm-hmm, bring the heaven bit into the earth, and it teaches you how to ground the energies in your daily waking life. So how can you be more Gabriel in your daily waking life? How can you be more Michael in your daily waking life? Michael is about you know, standing up for your own authority, your own will and authority, having the courage of your convictions. Gabriel, about communication, how can you be more open in your communication? So these were practical bits. I didn't want it to just be run away with the fairies mm-hmm. and fantastical, because I can have the tendency to do that. I wanted to ground it into daily waking life and give practical information as well.
Yeah, lovely. So even with the, I'm just looking at the one for Sandoff on, which is very much about being grounded.
Yes.
And being anchored, confident and harmonised. As we draw our brightest future towards us. So, yes. Yeah, creating the right mindset. Now, the other thing in here that some people might not be familiar with is the idea of the rays that the angels come in on, the different colour rays. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. Yeah, so whenever I've had an angelic experience, especially a really powerful embodied one, the angels come in and their energy is like a fire. It's like a fiery electricity. Almost like a plasma, viscous emerging of fire and water, really, if you think about it. And to me, it's like a living fire. And so they've shown me over the years how to work with different colours. And when you're working with angels, because they're such ethereal beings, it's hard to distinguish. So they started to teach me how to distinguish each of their energies. So I started to get to know each of their personalities through the colours and the flames and the energies that they would bring. So even the quality of that fire is different. Say Raphael is a little bit more subtle. He comes in on emerald green. For me, the colours for each person might be different depending on your relationship with them. Whereas Michael comes with this cobalt blue, and it's like blue steel coming through you, like that sword of truth. So the quality and the energy and the feelings that they bring is really unique to them. I'm not the only person writing about divine fire. There's been a lot of people that have spoken about holy sacred fire before. But I see it as that ultimate flame of the absolute divine is like a diamond ray that contains all the colours of the spectrum. And when it hits the energy field, it is like a cosmic ray that comes into the energy field, and it shakes up all our cells. It is actually has a physiological effect on you as well. So when you meditate with it and you draw that living light into your field, it does actually raise your vibration and consciousness, and really powerful healing can occur in a short amount of time. It is an alchemy.
Mm-hmm. Which is very needed in the world today. And talking about that, so why would you say that these cards were so relevant right now?
Well, I think the time is now. I think that we're going through a huge global awakening, and often, you know, the angels, with me, my journey, they will come in like lightning, send a shockwave through my whole life, pull the rug out from under me, and send me spiraling until I find my feet again, and then I level right up. And it's been a rapid acceleration and transformation to inner knowing, self-inquiry, and realizing who I really am. And I think we're in that time on the planet now where everybody on the planet has been hit with this huge shockwave. They told me for years before that it was coming. They kept talking about it as a shockwave is coming, beloved. And I'd be like, yeah, yeah, cool. It's going to be like the Me Too movement. You know, I wasn't expecting quite what we had or what we've still got ongoing. But you know, you can sit from a human perspective and go into fear around it all, or you can take that higher angelic perspective and see Corona as a halo, as an awakening for humanity, because we were heading down the wrong path. And now we have a hell of a lot of revelations. We are in the revelations coming to light. Truths are coming to light. We're realizing that we've been, you know, abusing our power as a humanity, probably abusing ourselves and each other. And it's time for us to return to love and unity consciousness, which it doesn't mean that we all have to be the same. Unity consciousness is as though the collective consciousness of humanity is a huge crystal, and each of us is an individual face or facet on that crystal. And each of us is unique and beautiful, but we fit together in that one love consciousness to create the most stunning fractals of beauty.
Absolutely. So beautifully said. Wonderful. So I think it's really important that these oracles get out and that people experience them. So can you tell me where people can find them? Where can they actually buy them?
You can, if you go just to my website, alexandrawenman.com/shop, I've got all the links to where you can find them on Amazon in French and English, and they're about to be published in Russian. We're looking at other publishers as well. So you can get them from all good bookshops. They are available internationally. I know that you can buy them in Australia, in America, In the UK. They actually sold out before the on sale date,
which is amazing.
Which was amazing. So we've printed another 10,000 copies now, so there should be plenty available. But also you can get them in lovely bookshops like Watkins and Atlantis. I know in some of the shops in Glastonbury they have them. And if they don't have them in your local bookshop or crystal shop, you can ask them to order them in. So most of them will be able to order them in through their wholesalers.
Fantastic. And so briefly, because we only have a few short moments left, but what's next? Because you mentioned another oracle deck, there was mention of a book. What can we look forward to?
Well, right now I'm working on a book, which is a really exciting book, which is all about the science of archangel healing. And the angelic technology that they've channeled to me over the years. They speak to me in geometric shapes, in symbolism, in sounds and tones. And all of this is like quantum physics. So I'm writing about the mathematics and the quantum physics and the science behind it all, but in layman's terms. So I'm sharing some really powerful archangel healing and archangel alchemy techniques in the book. And then I'm offering the scientific explanation that backs it up. So we're looking at what is light language from a scientific perspective? What is, what is the diamond flame from a scientific perspective? And I've been working with a scientist called Helena Wabe from the Institute of Noetic Sciences, who's done a experiment on channeling. So she shared with me her work and some of the other scientists and physicists around the world, but also just a lot of stuff that I've channeled that I've been shown. So yeah, Nikola Tesla knew all of this, so absolutely. It's not new, but
exciting stuff. So we shall look forward to the next installments, but thank you so much for creating this beautiful deck and for sharing it with the world, and thank you for joining me here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Reb Chat Inside Stories series. We hope you enjoyed it. To feature your inside story, contact us at www.rebcatcreations.com or follow us on Instagram at rebcatcreations.